I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The pillars of Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh's power are falling one by one. Several high-ranking Yemeni officials and army officers have announced their support for pro-democracy demonstrators, and a top tribal leader has also spoken in sympathy with the opposition. But today, President Saleh insisted that most Yemenis still support him. And the National Defense Council said that the army would carry out its duty in the face of any coup plot. Tanks have been deployed in key areas around the capital, Sana'a. And that is where we have reached the editor of the Yemen Post newspaper, Hakim Al-Masmari. Maybe you can tell us what's going on in the streets around you now. Is there presence that you've seen of those tanks?
Right now, it's basically the beginning of the end for President Saleh. The military has changed sides, and 90% of the military are now loyal to the revolution and have announced that they will protect the revolution youth and not the ruling family. This is a very strong blow for Saleh, as it was very unexpected. He sent today to Saudi Arabia the foreign minister trying to convince Saudi Arabia to give him another chance to enroll and not be behind him stepping down in the next couple of days. And the outcomes of that meeting have not been revealed, and we do expect to know the outcomes, and it is very critical because Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest allies to those who are demanding the fall of the regime. And all the military leaders are allies with Saudi Arabia, and it could have a strong effect on what will happen in the next 24 hours.
I want to know why you believe also, though, this is happening right now. And I know that you have written an editorial for your newspaper titled Saleh's Last Dance, saying that after 33 years, he cannot survive any longer as president. The question is why, and why now would he have to leave? Yes, he's losing the support of high-ranking military officials, tribal sheikhs, clerics. Even Yemen's ambassador to the UN has resigned in protest of the killing of demonstrators on Friday. But why today is there more support for the anti-government protesters, especially since this man is a perennial survivor?
The catastrophe, the massive massacre that took place on Friday, which killed 52 people, was a changing for the whole country. Everyone felt that that was unexpected and what it was not the right step by the Saleh regime. That was the turning point, especially when these protesters were unarmed. This scenario was the reason why everyone started turning their back on Saleh.
What are the options, though, open to President Saleh and his government?
The only option for President Saleh at the moment is to step down. If he would have left office 2 weeks ago, would have been very powerful and loved by the people. But with every day that passes, the more violence that takes place, and with today, the more resignations from the ruling party and the military coming out of his hand, this will make Saleh leave power in a very degrading way, which was not what Yemenis wanted. Right now, every street, every corner of the capital has armored vehicles and tanks just in case a crisis takes place and a civil war is on the doors. People right now are trying to keep this as safe as possible. But even though Yemenis own 70 million arms pieces, millions and millions are protesting without arms. This is a very strong sign that Yemenis know that if violence is used, it could cause a civil war. And this is why we believe a civil war would not be an option, and that Saleh would resign peacefully or else risk the unexpected.
Thank you very much, Hakim Al-Masmari, who's the editor of the Yemen Post, speaking to us from Sana'a, Yemen. Thanks.